Tradition 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. Our first tradition concerns unity and our common welfare. One of the most important things about our new way of life is being a part of a group of addicts seeking recovery. Our survival is directly related to the survival of the group and the fellowship. To maintain unity within Narcotics Anonymous, it is imperative that the group remains stable or the entire fellowship perishes and the individual dies. It wasn't until we came to Narcotics Anonymous that recovery became possible. This program can do for us what we could not do for ourselves. We became part of a group and found that we could recover. We learned that those who did not continue to be an active part of the fellowship faced a rough road. The individual is precious to the group, and the group is precious to the individual. We never experienced the kind of attention and personal care that we found in the program. We are accepted and loved for who we are, not in spite of who we are. No one can revoke our membership or make us do anything that we do not choose to do. We follow this way of life by example rather than direction. We share our experience and learn from each other. In our addiction, we consistently placed our personal desires before anything else. In Narcotics Anonymous, we find that what is best for the group is usually good for us. Our personal experience while using differed from one another. As a group, however, we have found many common themes in our addiction. One of these was the need to prove self-sufficiency. We had convinced ourselves that we could make it alone and proceeded to live life on that basis. The results were disastrous, and in the end, each of us had to admit that self-sufficiency was a lie. This admission was the starting point of our recovery and is a primary point of unity for the fellowship. We had common themes in our addiction, and we find that in our recovery, we have much in common. We share a common desire to stay clean. We have learned to depend on a power greater than ourselves. Our purpose is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. Our traditions are the guidelines that protect us from ourselves. They are our unity. Unity is a must in Narcotics Anonymous. This is not to say that we do not have our disagreements and conflicts. We do. Whenever people get together, there are differences of opinions. However, we can disagree without being disagreeable. Time and time again, in crises, we have set aside our differences and worked for the common good. We have seen two members, who usually do not get along, work together with a newcomer. We have seen a group doing menial tasks to pay rent for their meeting hall. We have seen members drive hundreds of miles to help support a new group. These activities and many others are commonplace in our fellowship. Without these actions, NA could not survive. We must live and work together as a group to ensure that in a storm, our ship does not sink and our members do not perish. With faith in a power greater than ourselves, hard work, and unity, we will survive and continue to carry the message to the addict who still suffers.